It should be noted that the child is born crying and suffering. After birth, the same suffering continues and he cries because he is disturbed by the germs in his child's bed, which is contaminated by his urine and stool. The poor child continues to cry. He is unable to take any remedial measure for his relief. The word vikata jnana means that spiritual knowledge which a child develops in the abdomen is already lost to the spell of Maya, owing to various kinds of disturbances and to being out of the abdomen. The child cannot remember what he was thinking of for his salvation. It is assumed that even if a person acquires spiritual uplifting knowledge, circumstantially he is prone to forget it. Not only a child, but also elderly persons should be very careful to protect their sense of Krishna consciousness and avoid unfavorable circumstances so they may not forget their prime duty. Translation. Lay down on a foul bed infested with sweat and germs. The poor child is incapable of scratching his body to get relief from his itching sensation. To say nothing of sitting up, standing, or even moving. In this helpless condition, gnats, mosquitoes, bugs, and other germs bite the baby, whose skin is tender, just as smaller worms bite a big worm. The child, deprived of his wisdom, cries bitterly. Sneezing, coughing, and it was impossible to chant at the same time. It completely overtook all my bodily functions. So here we're seeing the same thing. The baby in the womb, he was praying to the Lord. My daddy got so disturbing when he was pushed down the chute to come flying out into the world, and after that to be pushed around by the mother and other people, but he completely lost his ability to remember Krishna because of the overwhelming suffering condition. It's very easy when everything is going nicely. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. Then it's very nice. But when everything is very difficult, then we start blaming Krishna, then we start looking for other remedies to our problems. Turning to different persons, trying to solve our problems. Turning to our mundane intelligence, trying to solve our problems. Kunti Devi. Her sons became kings, the empress of the whole world. She was the queen. She had no problems whatsoever. And yet when Krishna came, she was praying to him that please bring all those suffering moments back again. Because at that time, we would cry out to you and you would take notice of us. And now, in this time of opulence and happiness, you're far away. And I'm worried that I will forget you. So please bring all those sufferings again. And yet, at the same time, how advanced one has to be to remember Krishna during the extreme suffering. How advanced one is. We want to blame him. Oh Krishna, why are you giving me this problem? Why are you giving me that problem? Why don't you give me happiness all the time? Yes, my dear fool, you gave up eternal bliss and he came to the mature world. And now he cried, I want happiness. So, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, become absorbed in remembering Krishna. And through every moment of the day, whatever difficulties come, keep your inner consciousness fixed on Krishna. How is that possible? It is quite possible. Because the soul is not actually connected to the body. The soul is always transcendental, it's always spiritual. It can never actually fall down. It's always in a transcendental position, but it's consciousness. That has become entangled with the material nature due to identification. That I'm this body, I belong to this nation, and so many identifications. But the soul is always transcendental. It never be cut, burnt. It can never be touched by the material nature. It's in part and parcel of Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Although the Vigraha is lost, and when one comes to this world, the soul shrivels up like a pea. Maybe that's why they say pea brain. And become totally identified with the external nature. But it is possible to go through this life completely transcendental to all the real disturbances. Once one separates oneself again from the identification with the material nature. But even after attaining that stage, even we successfully chant Hare Krishna and become free from the influence of the material nature, it is still possible to forget it. Until we actually enter into the pure devotional service of the Lord, it is always possible to forget again. So we should never think, oh yes, now I'm well situated. Now I can relax. Relax means what? Just take it easy in the material nature. I'm chanting my rounds every day and following the four way of the principles. Associated with the Vaishnavas, it really doesn't matter if I spend some time speaking nonsense, eating nonsense. One can forget. Krishna says, when we come to remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge. From him. So when we forget him again, we lose the knowledge. We enter into a state of forgetfulness. Here the baby was praying to the Lord. He understood what a massive mistake he had made. He was praying to the Lord, would you please, this time, he was promising the Lord that this time I will serve you. But then as soon as he pops out, he becomes enamored, becomes bewildered by the material nature. Such a glare of darkness, dense darkness, of what we actually think we're seeing, we're not seeing. The whole material world is ignorance. Some parts of the material world is called goodness, Sankar's compassion, Sankar's Uchanak. The whole thing is ignorance. Wet stool, dry stool, it's all the same. Just wrapped up in different ways. But that's all what's circulating in the material world, it's your stool. There is nothing else. Everyone's passing every day, animals, human beings, even non-animals and human beings are excreting. It's going back into the material nature and changing form, and we're eating it again. This is the situation of a material world. Everyone is eating everyone else's stool. And thinking, oh, I'm very happy. How wonderful it is. We're living in a body full of worms and stool and urine and blood, mucus. And if we had these items separately, no one would be attracted to them except the most foolish. Yet we're running along thinking how wonderful it is. How beautiful my partner is, how beautiful my friend is, how nice I am. This is how strong Maya is. Now Lord Shiva requested Mohini, oh, I want to see that form. I won't be illusioned. Became completely illusioned and was made a complete fool of, being taken to all these different hermitages and shown off here to Lord Shiva in illusion. Janara Prisa Yichina Dorova Prisa. Amani Namana Dehan Kitanya Sadai. We have to remain very humble, then we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then, in that state of mind, in that very humble state of mind, we can remember Krishna. And soon, as we become a little puffed up again, then we'll find that we've been fading away. Krishna consciousness comes by mercy. The mercy of the Vaishnava, particularly the spiritual master, the Acharyas. It's completely mercy. And if we abuse, we can lose that mercy. In one sense, it is our birthright to serve Krishna. It is our constitutional position. But serving Krishna means exactly that. To satisfy Krishna. To become absorbed in what Krishna wants. Giving up all self-consciousness. Simply the servant of Krishna. Simply the servant of the servant of the devotees of Krishna. As soon as a little bit, oh, I'm very important Vaishnava now. Very important. But that very important person will not find any place in Vrindavan. You want to be very important. If you want to be the center of other people's attention, then you're already in the right place in the world. This is the perfect place. Here you have the opportunity to try to be the controller. Sometimes you'll have a little success, And sometimes you'll be in a rat's body. But it'll go round. Again, you'll come to the top of the pile and enjoy it for some time, and then back down to the sewer. But if you want to be the servant, which means the menial servant, means the one who is always trying to satisfy Krishna's senses, Krishna being the enjoyer, then that position is there, waiting for you, it's yours. And nothing is standing in your way, except for yourself. Nothing is more powerful than devotional service, not even Krishna. He's controlled by devotional service. So if we've attained devotion, then we've attained Krishna. And we're still sitting around complaining, oh, I don't have the right facilities, I don't have the right situation. Oh, my mind is disturbed. And this is all due to our false identification. It is all due to us not taking proper advantage of a facility which has been offered by the Vaishnavas. Chant Hare Krishna without offense. Associate with the Vaishnavas without offense. Live in the Dharma without offense. Study Srimad Bhagavatam without offense. And Krishna is yours. If you want to be the servant, the choice is always ours. But we have to understand very clearly that we get that opportunity of choice by mercy. And it can be taken away at any time. And a few years from now, each and every one of us will leave this body. Maybe tomorrow, maybe 60 years down the road. Each and every one of us. And at that time, everything will become very confusing. And unless we're fixed in the desire to enter into Krishna's eternal service, we will have to take birth again in a mother's womb. Be it in the heavenly planets, be it in the high Vaishnava family, but still we will have to go through the womb. And in that place, just as it is described here, we'll suffer like that. When we come out, suffering won't stop.